The Illinois FFA has teamed up with the Equity Teams and the Crayon Initiative. The Crayon Initiative is a project where unwanted crayons are collected, recycled, and turned into new crayons that will be donated to children's hospitals around the nation. The Illinois FFA's goal is to collect over 2,000 pounds of used and unwanted crayons. More than 500,000 pounds of crayons are discarded every year, turning into a waxy sludge that clogs our landfills and never biodegrades. The Equity and FFA are teaming up to help the Crayon Initiative. For more information, visit thecrayoninitiative.org. Crayons will be collected June 12th through the 14th at the Bank of Springfield Center in Springfield, or you can collect crayons and bring them to your state convention or take them to your local FFA chapter. For more information on how to donate, contact the Illinois FFA Center at treasurer@illinoisffa.org. So far, the Crayon Initiative program has collected 16,950,000 crayons and have donated those crayons to 86,550 patients. The Equity is one of the largest independent agricultural cooperatives in Illinois that offers a variety of products to their customers, including agronomy, grain, feed and livestock, energy, and a hardware do-it center. In national news, the U.S. has offered a list of ag concessions wanted from China. The U.S. apparently wants more from China than a promise to buy more U.S. agricultural goods. Politico reports that U.S. officials have handed China a list of agricultural trade barriers that must be lifted to boost imports from the U.S. to China in an effort to reduce the trade deficit. However, China has stated that it will not remove trade barriers as long as Trump imposes new U.S. tariffs, which could soon take effect. China said earlier this week that the outcome of the talks should be based on meeting each other halfway. China, meanwhile, has responded with targeting U.S. ag products with retaliatory tariffs, if warranted. Further, the National Pork Producers Council said the trade war is already harming agriculture, as Iowa State University economist Dermot Hayes says U.S. pork farmers have lost $2.2 billion on an annualized basis from lower hog prices. Bayer has successfully closed the deal, and the Monsanto name is now retired. Bayer successfully completed the acquisition of Monsanto on Thursday, retiring the Monsanto name. Acquired products by Bayer will retain brand names and become part of Bayer's portfolio. However, company officials say making the change will take some time. Shares in the U.S. company will no longer be traded on the New York Stock Exchange, with Bayer now the sole owner of Monsanto. Monsanto shareholders are being paid $128 per share. According to the conditional approval from the United States Department of Justice, the integration of Monsanto into Bayer can take place as soon as the devisements to BAS have been completed. The integration process is expected to begin in approximately 2 months. Monsanto CEO Hugh Grant said in a statement, "The closing represents an important milestone toward the vision of creating a leading agricultural company. The acquisition is the largest in Bayer's history and doubles the size of its agricultural business. The deal took 2 years to complete and is valued at $63 billion. That's all the news we have today on the Afternoon Farm Show. Have a great weekend. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.